Not at all. Joe Biden absolutely deserves due process, as does anyone else accused of a horrific crime. And that's one of the, you know, issues here is I think you don't see people pushing to destroy Joe Biden's life simply because a woman has made a very serious allegation. A lot of Americans genuinely believe in due process. They understand that anyone can make an accusation and that the burden of proof is on them to show that this happened before you destroy someone's life. The problem is that was thrown out the window by our media and other partisans during the Brett Kavanaugh situation. And I get the feeling they think we're all going to forget it. Like, they did what they needed to do, and we're all going to forget it and move on. But what they did really was evil. And it's not about whether you like Brett Kavanaugh, or you think he's a great judge or justice, or whether you would or would not like to see him on the court. It is evil to try to destroy a man simply because you don't share his politics. And a lot of people know that. And the media really should repent and apologize for what they did to him, and they should reform their behavior. I'm not saying I expect them to do that, but until and unless they do it, they should not be given all the privileges and benefits that they have as media people until or unless they apologize for some of this bad behavior.